Our scripture for this morning is from the 14th chapter of John, and we'll be reading verses 6 through 11. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves." And may the Lord add his blessing to our reading of his word and our hearing of it. The Lord Jesus Christ made some great claims and some great promises. And some of the claims that he made are about things that he called himself. And so I'm going to do a little short series of sermons on some of the things that Jesus called himself. He called himself the way. He called himself the door. He called himself the bread. He called himself the life. And so be prepared. I'm going to be talking about those in the next few Sundays. Now, I have read that if you want to count them up, Jesus made over 200 promises while he was with us. Over 200. And I read over the listed references for that number. But I have to admit, I have not yet looked up all of those promises by their scripture reference. But I did look at some. And I learned that among those many promises are ones that pertain to both this life and for the life to come, eternal life with Jesus, the promiser in heaven. That is, some promises of Jesus relate to his Father, to his followers, to us, while we are present in this life on this earth. Others relate to the far future, when and if he has returned in clouds of glory, as he will. But some promises seem to be relating to both the present and the future, such as I read in John 12:36, where it says, "Believe in the light while you have the light." Mm-hmm. Sounds like the present to me. "So that you may become children of light." Mm-hmm. We can in the present, but we surely will in heaven in the future. Many of the promises of Jesus, as he has stated them, are only conditioned, or I should say conditioned only, on trusting faith in him, such as Matthew 10:22, where he said, "You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Stands firm means has trusting faith in him. And beyond faith, some of his promises have other conditions, such as obedience or prayer or humility. And Jesus spoke most emphatically concerning his promises to all who believe them and fulfill, on our part, the conditions of the promises. God, of course, you know, has always required that you do your part of the additional condition of abiding faith. He requires that. And then, finally, there's a category of the promises of Jesus that seems to have been offered only to particular individuals or to certain groups. A good example of this kind of promise to an individual also with that condition of faith is the passage in Matthew 8 where there was a Roman centurion who came to Jesus seeking healing for one of his servants. And he told Jesus that he didn't believe that Jesus needed to come to the servant to heal him. This soldier, by faith, believed all Jesus had to do was to say the words. Jesus was just taken with the faith of this soldier. He was a commander of men who commanded when he made his commandments, the soldiers followed his orders. And he said, "Yeah, this is what you do." And Jesus said to those who were around him at that point, he said, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." Matthew 8. Jesus could make these hundreds of claims and promises because of who he is and what he was going to do. And those promises are all important to us because of what he can do in our lives. We who trust him as Lord and Savior and follow him as leader and teacher. The words of our text contain a multiple of what is really a three-in-one of the great claims of Jesus and what it promises to us. So I ask that you open your minds and open your hearts right now to the implications of Jesus' great claim here, starting with, "I am the way," and the promises that are yours because of this declaration of Christ. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the way out. Out of the difficulties and perplexities of life that threaten us. He's the way out from believing that you are any longer under condemnation and guilt because of his sacrifice for you. He's the way out of any mistaken feelings of failure and emptiness that you may ever again entertain. Don't ever feel empty. Don't ever feel a failure. Christ is your all in all. He's the way out of the curse of spiritual death. He's the way out. Then on the other side of our vision, Jesus Christ is the way in. In for life and in for love and hope and peace into our lives. He's the way in, into that which makes life meaningful and beautiful. Jesus is the way through. He's how you get through facing an uncertain tomorrow. He's the way through the storms that threaten us and the clouds that cause any horizon on the future to look and appear to be black. No, he's the way through all of that. And Jesus is the way up to the Father, and up to our home in heaven above. Isn't that amazing? Isn't all of that encouraging? Even as we just begin to realize the claims and promises of Jesus as the way out, as the way through, as the way up, for all of the lives of us who are believers and have faith in his holy name. Mm-hmm. Now to this morning's text. As we look at and as we interpret the words of our text in their context, we see that Jesus is making three bold declarations that, to our greatest of hopes, are affirmations to us. They are promises to us. First, Jesus is claiming to be the way to God the Father. Verse 6, "I am the way." Now, there are many ways by which we believe that we can learn about God, who and where he is. You know, we can study biology, science, that which is very minute through a microscope. And as we look, as we examine openly and honestly, we discover the very fingerprints of the Almighty. The one who said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Mm-hmm. And we can stare out into space with either a small or a great telescope, and we can see the very autograph of the all-powerful Creator. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Psalm 19:1. But while it is possible to learn some about God through many different avenues of exploration, through many different intellectual struggles, the only way you can truly come to know God as Father is through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. He's our way to the Father. Second, Jesus is claiming here also to be the truth concerning the Father. Again in verse 6, I am the way and the truth. From the dawn of history, people have wondered about the nature and character of God, trying to find God, trying to find who was the Creator, who's the really true God. What's really true about God? And it remained for Jesus Christ, the sinless, stainless, spotless Son of God, to show, to manifest, to reveal God in all of His grace and glory. John 1:16-18. Out of His fullness we have received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, He has made Him known. Philip, one of the apostles, as we read in our scripture for today, was eager that our Lord reveal the nature and character of God the Father to the disciples that were gathered there, John 14, around the Lord's Supper table. And Jesus reminded him, He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father in me? Jesus Christ was the eternal God with a human face and a human body, with hands that served and a human voice that spoke God's truth. If you want to know what the true God is like, then look into the face of Jesus Christ. Listen to the words that we have written down that He spoke. Examine closely the deeds and achievements of His life. The picture, the whole of that picture is true, is the truth. It is accurate about God. And then third, Jesus is claiming to be the bringer of life from the Father. Once again, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, because of sin, man has lost the perfection of life that he had from God at the time of creation. And thus we stand in the need of a new birth, a birth of the Spirit, a birth from above that would open our new eyes and reveal to us the quality of life that God wants us to have. The quality of life. Jesus said, I am the life. John 1:12. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become the children of God. That declares that those who receive Jesus Christ through faith receive the power and the privilege to become the children of God. That life. John also declares that God loved the world so much that He gave Jesus Christ to die on a cross as a once for all redemption for our sins, that through faith in Him, Jesus brings to us the gift of eternal life. Amen. He's the bringer. And that, of course, is the promise of John 3:16. John 3:36 tells us that the Lord Jesus said, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. So you see, Jesus can and is going to only bring eternal life to those who believe in him. It said through faith in him. It says believing in him. Those are essentials to Jesus being willing and able to be the bringer of abundant life here and now, and to be the bringer of eternal life for you for the future. Jesus in Scripture tells us only he, Jesus, the sent Son of God, brings the life in and of God to the believer. John 5:24. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Well, what more can I say to you? What can you say to someone who is seeking? Someone you know, or someone you encounter, someone who wants to know the way to God, someone who wants to know the truth of God, someone who is searching for real life, not the artificial surface run-of-the-mill life that they find themselves living in that has no apparent meaning for them every day, someone who wonders if and what might be beyond this life. What if anything happens to them when they die? What can you say? What should you say? Well, this, my friends, is what you say. You say to that person, if you want to know the way to God and the truth concerning God, the creator and sovereign of all of the created universe and its inhabitants, and if you want to experience real, abundant, joyful life that comes from God the Father, then let Jesus Christ become Lord of your life now and your Savior for eternal life. Jesus, Son of God, of the Trinitarian Godhead, that Jesus said it himself, I am the way and the truth and the life.